Wealth Management Group's Craig Bolanos is here. Of course he is. It was a green day on the markets, Craig. Like clockwork, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
You know what, John? I knew you were going to be calling as soon as I saw that rally coming into the close today. What a first quarter for investors in 2024. Wealth Management Group clients are certainly happy. 401k investors are happy. The only one who's upset, everyone who bought a one-way ticket to Recession Island in 2023.
Yeah, no one wants to go to Recession Island anyways. I don't know why people decided to buy those tickets, but no, they were preaching it. I do say that, Craig, things have cooled off a little bit. I know that's weird to say when we hit a new record high, but it seems like there, at least right now, is some healthy skepticism. Does that feel like a right way to describe what we're seeing right now? Just a little bit more cautious investing for over the last couple of weeks?
No, there's justified skepticism. We've been living in a world where is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? People can paint a picture on both sides. We know what the consumer's against. We know about the inflation data. We know about the problems in the world. But, yeah, trees do not grow to the sky. And more importantly, no one has a money tree in their backyard. So having a little skepticism, rebalancing portfolios, not chasing meme stocks, I feel like that's happening again. Listen, it's a recipe to say let's rebalance as we close out the first 90 days of the year.
I want to do a deeper dive into the meme stock thing in a moment, but we'll wait to the second half to talk about that. I do want to ask, we are going to get the personal consumption expenditure price index. I'm always on acronym police. That's what the PCE is all about. We get that on Friday. That's a big number that the Fed looks at in terms of inflation and what they might do next, right?
Oh, that is it. Friday is the day. Mark it on your calendar. Let's take a look at what's going to happen. You know, what are we hoping for? I'm hoping we come in near the forecast. Let's call it 2.8. No one wants to see anything higher because the entire move in the stock market, and this is important for every investor listening, the move from October, November, December, January, February, March, it is all predicated based on getting not one, not two, but three interest rate cuts. And if inflation goes the wrong way, meaning it ticks back higher, we're not going to get those rate cuts, and it calls the move over the last 6 months into question.
Interestingly enough, that data is going to come out on the day the markets are closed. So there won't be that instant reaction in at least the day trading, which I don't know, actually kind of makes me feel a little bit better, Craig.
Well, you know what, because it's going to allow people to digest. It's going to prevent the machines and the robots from mowing things down one way or the other. You know, the speed at which we execute today is the fastest it's ever been now that information has been democratized across the globe. But I think really coming back to it, John, what investors need to be doing is what we talk about at the Wealth Management Group, is having an honest discussion of what's important about money to each of us at this stage in our life. And that's based on our tolerance for risk. That's based on income taxes. And that's just based on time. And the timeliness says to me, hey, tech stocks have been on fire. Let's continue to ride them. But why don't we take some profits and rotate that money into the next place where money seems to be going? Healthcare, energy, just to name two.
833-WMG-PLAN to talk to Craig and his team at Wealth Management Group. Craig, stay on the line. We'll do a little bit more, but first, a look at traffic and weather. Craig Bolanos, we wave hello to him on the radio a couple times a month, and always seems to be on good market days that Craig comes on, and today was one of those. It was a good day for the meme stock world, including the new phenomena of the Trump media and technology with the market ticker DJT. Can you first, Craig, just set up what a meme stock is again before we dive into this?
Sure. Well, remember the OG, the original meme stock, game stock. It is these stocks that have tremendous fanfare, typically from small investors. And these are stocks that get pumped. You hope they don't get dumped. And DJT, proof again that you need a good ticker symbol, right, in order to get noticed, don't you think, John?
Yeah.
But DJT, here's a stock that was trading at $46 to start the week. It's now $66. Last time I checked my math, that's a 50% move. There's just such volatility, but I got to tell Australia. It's got everybody talking. We're talking about it on WGN right now.
Right. And the basis is a meme stock is when you look at the fundamentals of what a company is, and I'm stripping the politics out of this entirely. We're just looking at the financials of the company. It doesn't necessarily, you see moves that aren't represented in any earnings report that would justify it or some big new technology that they've discovered that would reflect the moves up and down that you may see, right, Craig? These are more just vibe purchases or I want to support this person and I want to buy this stock. It's like a collector's
item. You're right, John. I should have answered it differently. A meme stock is a stock that simply gains popularity among smaller investors, oftentimes because it's hyped by social media. It's not like Merck today, who had a big announcement about a new blood pressure drug. That's why that stock rallied. Meme stocks rally because everyone just posts and hypes them up on social media because it just represents something they have an affinity for, a.k.a. going to GameStop as a kid, a.k.a. supporting the previous president, Donald J. Trump, DJT. We're seeing it again.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, like, people, I mean, look, stocks go up and down, and sometimes they're overvalued or undervalued. Nothing inherently wrong with that. I guess it just becomes, how long do people want to ride these sorts of waves? It's a cool collector's item for certain people to have, and I supported the former and who I hope will be the future president. I've owned this stock. But eventually, Craig, greed does still take over in the meme stock world, right? If you make a bunch of money, there is the inclination eventually to go, yeah, I'm going to sell this thing.
Well, you eventually have to cash in, and that's understanding the difference between an investment and speculation. And for your 401k, for the 529 plan you just mentioned coming out of the break, those are investments. That's where the only free lunch is diversification. And if someone wants to speculate, it's just important that they take a small portion of their portfolio, aka, John, the portion that they can afford to lose. And my advice to everybody is if that small portion you hit it out of the park, please take your basis, your capital, what you put in, take it off the table and let the gains ride, because it's kind of like being at the casino.
Yeah. Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. You mentioned here in the notes the S&P 500, and you talked about other sectors getting involved. The ones that have been not performing great actually kind of leading the day on the trading, these utility stocks, these real estate stocks, they're still down. But do you like to see when other sectors that haven't gotten to see the positive vibes, do you like to see when those start to get them too? Does that signal something to you?
Oh, definitively. We call it broadening at the Wealth Management Group, right? We want to see the rally broaden, because if you think about you're building a house, John, you've got to have a very strong foundation. That's your financial plan, your tax plan, your estate plan. Investing's the same way. We don't want a stock market that's built on a handful of technology names, Magnificent Seven, the Great Eight. What we want to see is a strong foundation in the market, and that means lots of sectors, lots of stocks performing, and there's days like today where we begin to see just that. Case in point, the S&P 500 equal weight up 1.6%, the S&P 500 cap weight, where the biggest stocks influence, not up nearly as much.
Craig and his team at 833-WMG-PLAN. Craig, I wanted to give you a minute to kind of, you know, you come on here and talk about, like, everything, and I throw things at you that I don't prep you at all for, and you are wise and you know it. I want to give you a chance to, like, pat yourself on the back about the Wealth Management Group a little bit and talk just for a moment. Like, what do you do differently that you think really makes you guys stand out?
Well, John, the first thing I do is every time I come on your show, the stock market goes up. So that should be a good indication to future clients and those that we serve. But right. The reality is this, since you gave me the spot, I'm going to take it. John, I think if you want to get retired, you also need to focus on staying retired. And what sets the Wealth Management Group apart is we're not just an investment advisor. We are not just a financial planner. We also bring together under one roof the estate and legal work, the tax work, the retiree health care work. The name says it all. It's wealth management. It's a holistic approach to everything you need in your financial ecosystem. And when you have a chance to interact with all those professionals at one time, in one office, that's where true whiteboarding and proactive advice comes from. And I got to say, I think we do it well. And that's proven through the results we've generated over the years.
I like the holistic avenue to that. I also just think there's such a basic thing that so many people like. What's the one question we all have? Do I have enough to retire yet? Can I retire? And those are complex questions that require a lot of data and a lot of probabilities and stress tests. That's why someone calls someone like you, right? 833-WMG-PLAN to answer the big questions and the simple ones, too. Craig, as always, it's good to chat with you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Absolutely.
833-WMG-PLAN. Great, Craig Bolanos. I'm not kidding about that streak either. And we put him on the calendar. It's not like we just call him on the green days when the markets are up. It's kind of uncanny. Okay, we'll take a break. We've got some news coming up. Then we got our good friends over at Busey Bank coming in after the news on WGN.